The event was the first of three public input meetings for the update to Heber City's general plan. The evening was led by a consultant for the project, Christy Ostema. She explained why the city is seeking public engagement in the visioning process.
We do that because we want to help the public and today's decision makers understand the long-term consequences of the choices they make now. So you'll have an opportunity to express preferences, to weigh in, and to explore ideas. So we do that for our well-being today, but we also do that for the well-being of our kids and grandkids who come after us. We want to understand where we'd like to go in order to create the best possible future for those who come after us. So the premise is this. The public has a right to choose its future, and public officials should serve that vision. And the public will make good choices if presented with real options, especially if those options are ones to help shape.
Those in attendance participated in a survey on their smartphones. The survey asked questions about the future of Heber, such as, what do you want to preserve or enhance? What would you like to see less of? And how can Heber stay a great place and accommodate growth? You can take the survey on Envision Heber's website. Ostema also noted that the general planning process will be impacted by and have impact on two other planning efforts.
There's the 2019 Airport Master Plan update. It was last updated in 2003. It'll include significant public input processes along the way. It does run separately but parallel to this visioning and general plan update process. The FAA strongly encourages airports to have updated master plans and will withhold funding until the plan is updated. Secondly, there's the UDOT bypass study, which includes a recommended route. At this point, more state studies are needed in the future. It's a multi-jurisdictional issue that's been elevated to state-level importance.
After the presentation and survey, the workshop portion of the evening began. Those in attendance were assigned to random groups with a map of Heber City covering each group's table. At each table were small squares representing two-scale zoning possibilities. Residents were asked to place these zones in areas around the valley to accommodate the projected growth. Projections by the state estimate Heber will double in size by 2050 to 30,000 people.
The challenge, then, is to use those chips to place 12,900 households and the same number of jobs onto your map in a pattern that you think makes the most sense.
Participants also marked what areas should be preserved as open space and where potential roads and trails could go. After about a half hour of working, tables presented their plans for the Heber Valley. The groups came up with a variety of options, including making downtown Heber a densely populated district, preserving the North Fields, and building along the east side of US 40 north of town. Other options included creating more spread-out neighborhoods even farther east of town, creating jobs south of town near the airport, and building out south of Jordanelle. In all, 20 maps were presented, all independently made by members of the community, some with similarities and others more unique. The maps were collected by the city and will be used to inform the rest of the general plan update led by the 15-person steering committee. The next public meeting will be an open house on May 15th. The slides presented at the meeting as well as the survey can be found through a link on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.